Pence hits a drive down the left field line, and deep it is gone. Hunter Pence hits one out, and this is a one-run ball game. 4-3 Diamondbacks. Long time coming for Hunter here at home.
Hey, guys. This is Lexi Pence. Now back to Marty Lurie and the San Francisco Giants post-game show on KMBR 680.
Boy, great to hear Lexi's voice. Very nice. Good job there, Josh. Hey, time now for today's home run update. Sponsored by Fix Auto, the first words that should come to mind after an accident. Fix Auto. And Giants had 87 coming into today. They now have 88. And Lexi was a good choice to go into this segment because her husband hit the home run, and here it is. Oh, actually, this is Ty Block. Sorry. Ty Block's home run. Sorry. I'm thinking about Pence, but go ahead.
Ty Block has grounded into a force play and lined out to right center, and he hits a high drive to center, deep, going back Davis, way back, adios, pelota! Ty Block with a three-run homer over the center field wall. That makes it 11-1, and Block, who has shown himself to be a pretty good hitter, but never before in the big leagues had he hit a home run. And he got one that ran to the inside like a changeup, a two-seamer, about belt high, and he launched it.
All right, that was Ty Block. Lexi is not married to Ty Block. But I thought I had Hunter Pence's home run tonight on my mind, but the Ty Block home run was our home run update. And he crushed it to center field. And for a pitcher to hit it out at night to dead center field, Chris, I'll ask you to type out something about the Block home run and what you thought about that. And we've seen some good hitting pitchers in your time. Don Robinson was a good one. Rick Rushel could hit. And where you put that home run? Of course, Bumgarner's got so many of them. And Samardzija, yeah, he's going to put it near the top. Okay, so Chris, we're so happy to have him here tonight to participate in the show with us. As I said, it's the first time in radio that anyone has done this, of course, in baseball as well. So we're on Periscope, too. And Chris did send me an opening statement tonight, which I'd like to share with everybody. It says, Marty, thank you for graciously offering us this wonderful opportunity to co-host tonight. I hope I can tap out my answers fast enough to not delay the show. Chris, you're doing great. Don't worry. My goal is to answer 3 or 4 emailed or tweeted questions per hour. We'd like to give a get well shout out to dear Audrey Sokoloff, who's under the weather. Get well soon, Audrey. Bob, we, of course, wish Audrey our best to you. You know that. I have one request of the fans before we get started. Please make your questions about baseball. I ask this because part of my disease is pseudo-bulbar effect, or PBA. This symptom makes me extremely emotional. It's very difficult for me to handle praise or hearing of other individuals and their families' heartbreaking struggles with ALS without breaking down. So if fans, especially the callers, which I can hear, don't want the co-host breaking down, please keep it to baseball tonight. I appreciate that. He's got a great sense of humor. Last, we have a special offer tonight for the first 10 buyers that go to Mavo Books, MAVOBOOKS.com, to buy a copy of our book, Falling in Love with Baseball. We'll send them a copy autographed by me, Bob Sokoloff, my editor, and by me, Marty Lurie, and Bruce Bochy, too. Please, one book per buyer for the autographed books in addition, in support of MLB ALS Week. For all sales of at MavoBooks.com, we will donate twice our normal donation to the ALS Association through midnight Sunday. And with that, let's get the party started. Very good, Chris. So that is Chris's opening statement for tonight. Let's go to Brian in Modesto. Brian, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Marty, great show tonight so far, and Chris, you're awesome. I was at the game tonight, and it was just, it was a great atmosphere. It was great to see the comeback, but I specifically wanted to talk about Sandoval. I heard Chris's comment about, and others obviously being somewhat cynical as far as whether or not the Giants are bringing him back to kind of, you know, get some ticket sales, get the marketing. But I'm interested in your opinion, Marty, about, you know, when you look at the dynamics of baseball today and just seeing, you know, the teams that are excelling right now and the power that they have, I mean, what does this team look like with, you know, next year by giving Sandoval a shot to kind of really give us that shot at the arm for power? Because I'm not so sure I see it with some of these young guys coming up that we're going to need some power on this team, I think.
Thanks. Well, I agree with you, and let me answer that. And I was asked this question a while ago. And my take on it is it's an interesting experiment right now. It doesn't cost very much to get him in here for a couple of months. If he can hit with any power left-handed, it would be nice to know that. But his right-handed hitting is not something that happens anymore. So I think this is one of those, let's take a look and see where it goes. But my personal opinion is, as you said and Chris has said and many people have said today, the future of this team is with their younger players. And Sandoval really doesn't fit into that. But as it stands today in August, with Ryder Jones now up here and, of course, now Belt on the concussion list, who knows when he'll be back. Arroyo is not capable of playing either. It's kind of, you know, one of those experiments. We'll see where it goes. But in the long run, and my reaction right away when I heard it was, well, where is this really going to end up? And as Chris pointed out, you don't know what shape he'll be in if they bring him back in spring training. I think just keep an open mind and let's see what he brings to the table. He did have a tremendous hit tonight, and it looked like the old Sandoval double into the gap, and he ran well. And he threw a ball away. He just wasn't set with his feet. But I don't know where it ends up, and I'll just keep an open mind and see what he can do for a couple of months. But ultimately, you need a third baseman who is a big-time third baseman. So if you had Arroyo here platooning with Sandoval, I guess that could happen, but I just don't see it as a long range situation. How do you feel about that, Brian? Brian is there or not there? Oh, he's gone. All right. And you are Melissa. Is that it? Running the show now? Is that it? All right. Nice to have you here.
Yeah. Hi, Marty. Right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. 808 KMBR is the number. And I'm just getting set up here, and we've got Chris and FP. We're on Twitter as well, and Periscope. So I'm just trying to get everything set. But interesting night at the ballpark tonight, and just the day itself unfolded with George Contos being put on waivers and Pittsburgh claiming him, coming in this morning and knowing that Brandon Belt was put on the concussion list, and who knows how long that is going to take to get him back. And then the purchase of the Sandoval contract. Chris Stratton then being put on the active roster, and he was going to pitch today. And, of course, then the game itself with Arizona, a team that needs wins. You know, they're in this thing. They got knocked out of the top wild card spot tonight. They're now second wild card to Colorado. They need wins, and Taijuan Walker looked like he had no-hit stuff for a while. And then the Giants started making plays, and they started making defensive plays. Still didn't hit that much with runners in scoring position, but they held Arizona to 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. So it was a good night at the ballpark. And the other part about it is, and Chris, if you want to say something through your tablet there about the 97 team and JT Snow coming back and Kent being not being here, but he was part of it, and Bonds. And we had Kirk Reeder on the show today. He joined us. It was great to talk with him because people always think of the Brian Johnson game, the one where he hit the home run off the Dodgers. That tied the game up, tied the division up with the Dodgers for the Giants. But the night before 56,000 at Candlestick, Kirk Reeder beat Chan Ho Park 2-1. And it was a huge game that Bonds hit a two-run homer in the first inning and propelled, as Reeder said, propelled him into the next game. And, Bob, you want to talk about that a little bit? Remember the Brian Johnson game in 97 and maybe your thoughts about that? It was the first division title for the new ownership. And it was a huge moment.
It was a big-time moment, and it was kind of interesting today because we had all the players from that team, and they had a little reception for them, and it was kind of great to see how they really bonded back in 97, and they stayed pretty much together today. It was like seeing them like old friends and family. So it was an interesting day of seeing Sean Estes, Rich Aurelia, Johnson, even Sonny Jackson was here, and Carlos Alfonso. So it was like a very nostalgic day for those of us that have been involved with the Giants for the last 25 years.
Yeah, very nice. A big part of the night tonight. All right, let's do Golf Guide. Is Raf there? Melissa, he's ready?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready. He is.
All right, good. Let's do Golf Guide, where you're going to give away a round of golf for two people and a very nice golf course. Then we're going to take a break. I'm going to read some of Chris's answers to the emails we got earlier. And then we'll pretty much take it to maybe the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to take off and go home and come back here tomorrow at 8 a.m. To get the professor right here. So that's usually our night on Saturday night. So 808 KMBR, we'll take all the calls if you want, and we'll take a break right after this. However, this is our golf course that we have for today, and of course, courtesy of golfguide.net, and of course, Rick Serlo. And Raf can take two winners tonight at 808 KMBR. And the golf course is the Black Lake Golf Resort. It's a beautiful golf course located just south of San Luis Obispo. And we send people all over the place, up to Oregon, Nevada. Everything is a nestled someplace golf course that people love. So this one is Central California, and it's the Black Lake Golf Resort. And they have three delightful nine-hole layouts at Black Lake. They're named Lakes, Canyon, and Oaks. And they have each one has separate dominant features. But it's down there is San Luis Obispo. And Raf can get two winners at 808 KMBR for that contest. So, all right, we'll take a break. I'm going to dig out some of the emails that Chris sent me earlier about questions that were sent in to him. And we'll do that when we come back right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.